Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. Thank you for making us the number two show out of 117, well, actually out of 82 different radio show hosts on Genesis Communication Networks. We're broadcasting into 117 cities live right now, as well as into 53 countries. Thank you for your trust. We're sticking to our documents, friends. That's the safest place to be. We call it the Word of God, the Rock of Ages. The seventh president said the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. He's exactly right on. It's a safe place to be. It's a safe place to stay, because when the storms come, we're not going anywhere. Amen. By the grace of God. We're talking about, well, this hour, vigilante justice. When the law fails to serve us, then we must serve as the law. I want to give you some stats real quick so you might be enraged as to what's taking place across the country. Because you do know, friends, the homosexuals have been given a free hand up to this point by force through totalitarian means and methods to browbeat people into submission, right? They play the victim, but they transgress the law as they attack. Pay attention to the method. Friends, okay? But what's interesting to note, friends, we know that many of these homosexuals, they're now attempting to, in fact, normalize pedophilia, sex between adults and children. I'm here to tell you, that just ain't going to happen. I don't care what country I'm in, that just ain't going to happen. You know, I'm going to say it again, that just isn't going to happen. That will never happen in any decent society. I have said, highlighting some of the violations committed against children by these people. By the way, their motto, NAMBLA, North American Man Love Man Boy Love Association. Do you know that their slogan, their motto, whatever you want to say, is sex before eight, before it's too late, just to show you the severity. And we've seen that ABC was actually highlighting an 11-year-old boy in New York City dressed as drag, right? Did you know that the next day after they highlighted him, he actually went into a bar in New York, a gay bar, where the homosexuals were watching him strip his clothes off and give him money while he was dancing? Let me say it again. They'll never get away with it here. They'll never get away with it in any decent society. I just want to make sure that you understand that. I'm not waiting for the courts to pat a pedophile on the back, because we all understand that soft judges produce hardened criminals. I'm here to tell you today that that will never happen here, and I don't care what the courts, if they want to lose credibility by being soft on crimes, especially pedophiles, they can do that, but I can tell you this right now, daddy and mommy are not. Daddy and mommy are not. We're going to be talking about vigilante justice. Did you know that last Tuesday in Los Angeles, an elementary school teacher, Mark Burnt, was arrested and accused of taking bondage photos of children in school? Some showing suspected semen-filled spoons at the children's mouths. Do you hear what I said? I thought it was about them being left alone. No. I told you what it was. And this is exactly why it's a felony in this country. And before God, an abomination. The crimes against children are more widespread than you might know. When I was a little kid, my dad was MIA. He was gone. I was raised under a mother who was a workaholic. And it was just her, me, and my brother. Okay, so my mom at one point got me a big brother. It's an organization in Minneapolis. And I can assure you, friends, that homosexuals were using organizations and lesbians such as Big Brothers and Big Sisters to infiltrate the system to get at the kids. Now they're doing this in Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, and the American people are letting them do it. Okay? But I can assure you, friends, that these people have been busted a million times over and probably been sued a million times over. Am I fabricating that number? Maybe just a little bit. But I can tell you firsthand, in Big Brothers, my brother had a Big Brother that was trying to molest my brother. So I can tell you firsthand as to what I'm talking about, it's being true. Former Big Brothers and Big Sisters volunteer was arrested on a complaint of lewd molestation, forcible sodomy, and second-degree rape with a boy under 16 years of age. The homosexual John Gisler was a science teacher at Whitney Middle School in-state, and the victim was believed to be Gisler's little brother. John Jay team reported that 10,667 people in the United States had made allegations of child sexual abuse between 1950 and 2002 against 4,392 priests. The Boy Scouts of America claims its child abuse prevention program is the best in the country. However, in 2005, the man who ran that program, Douglas Smith Jr., was sentenced to 8 years in a federal prison for trafficking in child pornography on the internet. Oh. Do you think that's justice, friends? You feel that that's justice, that he gets 8 years? What does that little boy have to deal with the rest of his life? But I'm going to show you how God's justice meets man's tradition in a couple minutes. High-profile attorney Aaron Biber from Minnesota was sentenced to 18 years in prison for raping a 15-year-old boy whom police said he groomed from the age of 11 years old. Hennepin County District Judge Lloyd Zimmerman said that this is one of the most horrific cases he's ever seen. Yes, it's horrific because you need to understand that these people are at war with God. Whitfield said, a man without God and left to himself is half beast and half devil. That's exactly right. In 2010, former Minneapolis Park captain William Jacobs was charged with sexually abusing a 15-year-old boy from 2007 to 2009. Prosecutors added child pornography charges to the mix after police found 80,000 pornographic images on drives and DVDs in his home. 17 more witnesses came forward to testify that they were abused by Jacobs between 1962 and 1980. I know firsthand of a situation in Coon Rapids, Minnesota, where an oldly, godly woman had shared with me the church that she went to, the priest violated over 120 children. You know what the church board did, friends? They said that he needed to resign himself and move along. He moved a mile down the road. I've seen this a couple times in the church. Matter of fact, I've just seen, and if you think the Catholics are bad, friends, you should see the evangelicals. They're just as bad. Another one was popped out for preying on children. I got to honestly, before God, stop again and ask the question, what are these people feeding into? I mean, that stuff is so far out of mind. I'm talking about sodomy, friends. It's so far out of mind. Rockers just didn't think that way. And if you did, you got beat up for it. Well, now you know why they got beat up for it, because they wanted to make sure they stayed in the closet. Now they want to convince you that they're the victims, when in fact, you can see that the children are. Vigilante justice. We're going to come back in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Let's get to this, friends. I just laid a little bit of a premise concerning violations of our kids. And I'm here to tell you, when the law fails to serve us, then we must serve as the law. Well, America, we are the law in this country, for the record. We are the law in this country. And let me remind you, you can only abuse and oppress a people so long before they stand up and deal with criminals themselves. And I'm here to tell you today, friends, they are. They are. Over and over again, we are seeing where the money-making injustice system, I said injustice system in this country, they call it a correctional institution. Did you know that it makes $64 billion a year? $64 billion a year. Folks, it's an injustice system. It's about the money. It's not about justice. Because if it was about justice, they would do it God's way, not man's way. And if they did it way, folks, if you want God's results, then do it God's way. If you want man's results, pay attention. Look what they're doing. They show more compassion for the criminal than they do the victims. That's judgment turned backwards. Read Isaiah 59. But over and over again, we are seeing where the money-making injustice system, it's making $64 billion a year in this country, is leaving off justice. And then in turn, giving no other option to the victims than to bring the justice that was left off, that they failed to bring. Are we seeing a lot of this today? Yep. We are. Too much of it. What this comes to is man making void the commandments of God in keeping of his own tradition, which in fact works for nobody but, again, the injustice system and the predators, not the victims. Do you hear me? It works for the injustice system making money. It's a bureaucracy, and it's a system that works for the predators, not the victims. Okay? Man's system is, in fact, a system of indulgence. Matter of fact, what I want to do is I want to go there right now, and I want you to understand what I'm saying clearly. Instead of just making reference to Scripture, I want you to check this out for yourself so, again, that you can understand what's happening in America. We think indulgences only take place in the church today. You know, just go ahead, no matter what you've done, just put your money inside of the coffer, and the Lord will forgive you. Really? Let me tell you this. Obedience is better than sacrifice, number one. But when you go to Mark verse 7, which I'm going there right now, forgive me, live radio. As I'm going there right now, friends, I want you to listen carefully. Mark 7, verse 10. For Moses said, this is the Lord speaking to these hypocrites. He said, honor your father and your mother, and whosoever curseth father or mother, the law says, let him die the death. So what's God's judgment upon a disobedient child that's dishonoring his father's mother? Death. Why is that, friends? To teach others the fear of God, that they might not commit the same crime. That's a mercy in society to bring the fullest extent of the law to judgment, because what it does is it teaches people not to commit the crime. It deters them from committing the crime, not encouraging them to commit the crime. Okay? But Jesus said, for Moses said, honor your father and your mother, and whosoever curseth father or mother, let him die the death. But you say, fallen man says, if a man shall say to his father or mother, it is korban, that is to say a gift, in other words, indulgence, by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, he shall be free. The priest says, no, give me money and you're okay. You and God are good. That's not his place to forgive sin. And it's interesting, the same Pharisees rebuked Jesus for forgiving sin on this earth as it is in heaven. And he was ordained to do so. Okay? With that said, let's move on here. So in other words, the injustice system says, okay, you've committed a crime. Let's bring about a plea bargain. They already know that. Kids today look at the justice system as an absolute joke today because they know that if people have enough money, they can buy themselves off of any crime that they commit. They may in the sight of man, but I want to ensure something in your mind. I want you to understand that not in the face of God. Because God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he shall also reap. It rains on the just and the unjust. Whatever seeds that you sow into your life, keep in mind, it's always raining and it's always going to bring a harvest. Okay? Just so you understand. The injustice system says, give me a certain amount of money, I'll slap you on your hand and I'll let you go. Oh, forget about the victim. We don't much care about the victim. If there's any compensation, don't worry about it because we get a piece of that pie too. Folks, your justice system in America is an absolute joke. The justice system that you had at the beginning of the century, friends, was completely different than what you're dealing with today. You have an injustice system that sanctions the murder of the innocent. Okay? As long as Planned Parenthood is profited by it in indulgence, guess what? It works for the system, doesn't it? It works for corrupt candidates. Puts them back into office because that's where they're funneling their money through. For those that didn't know, it's called blood money. Right? If you murdered during the turn of the century, you would lose your life. The Bible says that, right? Life for life. But now what do? Well, they put him into jail for 3 to 5 years and they let him go again. And by the way, when he's in jail, who's paying for his incarceration? Who's paying for his three squares every day? Who's paying for his rehabilitation? The Bible doesn't give us none of that, friends. No instruction to rehabilitate those that commit crimes. There was justice, and it was instant. I live in a county in Minnesota where about 20 minutes away from here, there's a museum. There is an iron. By the way, my great uncle was one of the first sheriffs in this county. And what's also interesting to note is that steel cages outside, because if a crime was committed during the 18 and the 1900s, he was put into that cage and justice went forth the very next day. It didn't go on for 2 years and 3 years and 4 years. I mean, folks, if these bureaucrats had to pay for the time that it took them to get to court, I'll tell you what, they would make sure that they were in court the very next day. But as long as you're spending and flipping the bill, they could care less as to how long it takes them. Because it's an open coffer to these bureaucracies that are raping victims of justice. And Americans are tired of it. So what this is, friends, is making void the commandments of God and keeping of his own tradition. Again, which works for nobody but the injustice system and the predators, not the victims. And again, man's system is a system of indulgence. That's exactly what you're seeing in this country. And because the soft judges that are producing more encouraged, hardened criminals in this country than deterring them from committing the crimes, Proverbs 16:6, did you know that now pedophiles are now looking to normalize sex between adults and children? I told you this during the last segment. North American Man Boy Love Association slogan is sex before eight, before it's too late. You can see that during gay pride parades in America. I mean, what's going on here is craziness, friends. I mean, folks, I highlighted the fact that the John Jay team reported that 10,666 people in the United States had made allegations of child sexual abuse between 1950 and 2002 against 4,392 priests, only to find that they then compensate the victims, buy them off, attempt to buy them off, and again, an attempt to pay them off, only to find that they move the pedophiles to another parish so that they can prey then on a new set of victims. It's exactly what's happening today. No justice. That's why you have vigilante justice. By the way, the courts lose credibility. And that's what's happening. I also want to highlight this before I get into vigilante justice, those that have had enough. Nowhere in Scripture, friends, can you find the consequence of preying sexually upon a child. Let me say it again. I would like to also point out that there is nowhere in Scripture can you find the consequence of preying sexually upon a child. Why? Because it's the unthinkable. It's the unthinkable. There's a whole lot of people today that are doing and thinking the unthinkable, aren't they? Matter of fact, conspiracy of silence, there was actual testimony of pedophiles that were in the White House committing pedophilia or acts of molestation and crimes against children. I'll get to that in a couple minutes. Where one guy said the American people would never be guilty of these crimes. It was reported, he said, because it was the unthinkable. That's right. That's why they do it. And you better know, friends, your federal government is filled with these people. I'll get to that in a couple minutes. The Bible does say, you shall not inflict any fatherless child. Okay. By the way, if you look at the CPS, a lot of these kids that are ripped off and brought into these pedophile ranks, this is where they're coming from. They just disappear into CPS, Child Protective Services. But I want you to know that are partakers of these crimes against children, not a good idea. You shall not inflict or afflict any fatherless child. If thou afflict them in any wise and they cry it all unto me, you want to hear the Lord's justice? Here it is. I will surely hear their cry, and my wrath shall wax hot, and I will kill you with the sword. And your wives shall be widows, and your children will be fatherless. Exodus 22:22 through 24. And by the way, in Luke 17:2, it says that it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and he cast into the sea than that he should offend one of these little ones. Okay? So we can allude to the fact that, friends, that's where it's going, though it was never named that in specifics. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
At least nine people were shot, two fatally, when gunmen opened fire at a music video shoot in a parking lot near Houston. Sheriff Ed Gonzalez said details are still preliminary. It appears that a group of men was filming a rap video in the parking lot of an office park. Four people were wounded and taken to hospitals with varying conditions, but it's possible more people could have been injured and sought treatment on their own.
The remains of six people were recovered at the site of a tour helicopter crash on a Hawaiian island. Here's Solomon Kinolo, the battalion chief of the Kauai Fire Department.
The passenger manifest confirms seven individuals were on board the aircraft, and we have recovered six sets of remains. There are no indications of survivors.
The search was suspended due to fog and poor visibility. More searches will resume later today. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. 1-866-582-9933. I wanted to throw this out here because this is what's going on in this country, friends, is just so far over the top. You know, people are asking the question, so, you know, what's the resolve to all this? Well, if you go to Psalm 11:3, it tells us this: when the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? Okay, the Lord is on his throne. We continuously do all that we can do, and we leave the results up to him. People are beginning to resist the mob because they are showing themselves for who they are. People are beginning to wake up to this show, the charade, the smoke and mirrors, the dog and pony show that's going on. They see that they're not getting justice. They see another candidate has failed them once again. Not that they're God, but they promised to uphold, right, what they're not upholding today. People are beginning to resist. And we're talking about vigilantism right now, friends. Because the bottom line is, friends, and listen carefully, when the law fails to serve us, then we must serve as the law. Keep in mind, your representatives work for you. You're the government. So don't get into your minds it's they and us, okay? Because that's not it. They work for us. Let's put it together that way. And when we demand that they work for us and do their job, like you're seeing in Virginia right now, then you're going to get some results. We don't know that that's going to go right now, but the fact of the matter is you have 90 counties out of 95 counties that are already Second Amendment sanctuary counties. They don't need to be sanctuary counties, friends. They've already got the right to bear arms. They don't need some letter of approval by them that they're dealing with, namely the unlawful. People are beginning to wake up as to what's going on. They're sick of injustice. And that's what this show's about right now. I was just highlighting the fact we're talking about vigilante. And what happens, friends, when the law fails to serve us? Well, then we must serve as the law. That's what this show is. That's what this show's about. Where's the hope? Well, the hope is found in keeping the commandments of the Lord, found in Christ. He's our hope. But we have to first do what we're commanded to do to get the results, right? I want to highlight one more thing, and then I'm going to begin this and show you vigilante justice that's taking place in America today. When you read Scripture, notice in Deuteronomy 27:26, you'll also notice this in the book of Joshua, that when the blessings were given forth, nobody said anything because they would read the law to them every Sabbath day. Notice when the curses were proclaimed by Moses and Joshua, the people amend them. You need to understand that. The amens weren't found in the blessings. They were found in judgment. Because they were agreed upon that if anybody violated God's moral law, that the people as a whole would personally deal with those that were committing the crime. See, that's called love. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And by the way, we used to have laws in the books in the United States of America where the law commanded that we looked out for our brothers. Now, that's a thing of the past, but they're still there, just for the record. And we need to bring that back into the present through our actions as Christians. Now, what I want to get to is what happens when people have had enough of injustice, when they simply do what the courts should have. They bring about mercy. And how do they bring about mercy to the rest of the people? Well, they bring forth judgment. See, people think that mercy is leaving off judgment. No, it is not. Mercy is found in judgment. It's the fruit thereof. When a judge sees that a crime was committed in his city, because he loves the innocent, the law is there to protect, right? It's to condemn and it's to justify. What people need to understand is because a judge loves, and what makes a judge good is the fact that he doesn't tolerate crime in any sense of the word. And to the degree that he enforces the law against the crime shows you his love for the citizenry and for the freedoms at large, because he understands the price that was paid for the freedoms that he has. Okay? Did you hear me, Christians? Did you hear me, Americans? Right? Christ crucified. Our veterans who paid the ultimate price to give us the freedoms that we have, we live under what they died for, right? This is how you do it. You tolerate zero crime. What I want to do here first is I want to go to government, okay? I brought this up in passing. I've never really fully explained it, but I want you to listen. There's a documentary called Conspiracy of Silence. It's a documentary that exposed the network of religious leaders and Washington politicians who flew children to Washington, D.C. for sex orgies. You can go online and you can watch it. It's called Conspiracy of Silence. Okay? Many children suffered the indignity of wearing nothing but their underwear and a number of displays on a piece of cardboard hanging from their necks when being auctioned off to foreigners in Las Vegas, Nevada, and Toronto, and in Canada. By the way, this information all coming from them that were victims of those that were making them the prey, namely the religious and the political leaders. Conspiracy of Silence. Now, at the last minute before Conspiracy of Silence aired, unknown congressmen in America threatened the cable industry with restrictive legislation if this documentary was aired. And almost immediately, unknown persons who ordered all copies destroyed, purchased the rights to the documentary. A copy of this documentary was furnished anonymously to former Nebraska State Senator and Attorney John DeCamp. I talked to him for a little bit, who made it available to retired FBI agent Ted L. Gunderson. On May 3rd, going back to 1994, Conspiracy of Silence was scheduled to air on the Discovery Channel. Influential members of Congress applied pressure to the cable industry to stop the airing of the program and, again, destroy all copies. It was also already listed nationwide in the April 30th, May 6th edition of TV Guide and newspaper supplements. The Discovery Channel and Yorkshire Television were reimbursed for their quarter to a half a million dollar production costs. Well, they meant for the American people not to find out the crimes that they were guilty of. Religious leaders in America and political leaders. What were they doing? They were taking kids from the boys' home, called Boys Town in Nebraska, It was an orphanage for boys. They'd get them hooked on drugs, and then they would fly them out to Washington, D.C. for religious and political leaders. Committing sex orgies, friends. Okay? These are the injustices that are going on, and you know things aren't better, friends. You know that they're worse. Barney Franks used to spill the beans on himself. We also know that the Department of Defense, again, friends, has, under Barack Hussein Obama, that criminal who appointed more than 225 homosexuals, transgenders, transvestites, and lesbians to governmental positions. The DOD went under an ICE investigation, and they found that 5,000 members of the Department of Defense in the United States of America, Brian Bender broke the story, Boston Globe, we had him on the radio. He had said that 5,000 members were found downloading child pornography. And by the way, did you know that the FBI is now setting up conservatives? They have a program called Operation Pacifier, where they're taking pornography on their political opposition and tagging it to the back of their computers, just for the record. Because, see, again, they don't want guys like me sharing information on them. And if you think for 1 minute, bad guy, I'm deterred by you and what you do, you are sadly mistaken. Wrong guy. Never happened. Not going to go down that way in Jesus' name. You will. Folks, is this not offensive? Check out Conspiracy of Silence. It is about as offensive as it gets. The kids that were coming for, calling out the politicians and the religious leaders, the media got involved, friends, and they began to demonize the kids and polarize the kids, and then at length incriminating and indicting the children for the crime of telling the people at large the crimes of political and religious leaders. Yeah, I'm not making it up. Watch Conspiracy of Silence. It's so offensive. This will help you understand as to what's going on in your government on a global scale. On a national scale. Forgive me. March 16th, going back to vigilante. What happens when people have had enough? March 16th, 1984, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. News cameras are focused on a kidnapper and a molester of 11-year-old boy named Jody Plouchet. And Jeff Duchesne walks calmly through the airport. You can watch the video with the sheriff at his right side. His hands are cuffed, and yet he moves with an arrogant demeanor, this pedophile, no reservation and no apparent fear. He seems to take the walk like a celebrity. Karate coach Jeff Duchesne was accused of repeatedly molesting Jody, then kidnapping him. He took him to Disneyland for 10 days. A rape kit proved that he, Jeff, the karate instructor, sodomized this 11-year-old boy, Jody, several more times at that location. Well, Jody's father, speaking of vigilante justice, friends, wasn't handling the extradition quite as calmly. Jody's dad, Gary Plouchet, was also unbeknownst to most in the same airport. His friend knew, though, and he knew why Gary was there. Gary was waiting near a row of payphones talking to the said friend when the man that had taken and hurt his little boy, molested him, and sodomized him walked past the phones. Gary took justice into his own hands. He pulled out a gun and he fired. Gary Plouchet fired a hollow point bullet into Duchesne's brain from the 3 feet away point. He turned and then hung up the phone on his friend who had been listening to the whole event, and the cameras caught it all. Justice was served up live. Folks, it's very graphic. Killed him instantly. I wonder how that arrogance worked and the crimes of pedophilia worked when he faced this judge one breath after he was shot. I bet he didn't think it was cute then. I bet he didn't feel like he was going to get a slap on his hand then, did he? Nope. Vigilante justice, America's tired.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough.
All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
United we stand, divided we fall. Here at Sons of Liberty Radio. We're calling out, asking you to stand with us financially for the sake of liberty, justice, and freedom for all. So boot up, answer the call, and enlist today by calling 1-866-233-0747.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back again to Sons of Liberty Radio, friends. We're talking about vigilant anti-justice. And when Americans have had enough, they become the law. Why? Because the courts are not delivering justice. They're slapping the criminals on the hands, showing more compassion to the criminals than they are the victims. Okay? That's what's happening. Just shared a story with you, friends, where a little 11-year-old boy was molested by his karate teacher. He was shot and killed at point-blank range by the boy's father on live television in 1984. Some might want to know, well, what happened to this guy? Well, outside of the fact that Jeff Duchesne, he met his maker just seconds after he was shot in the head. And that's real justice, by the way. The Lord says deliver them up. That's exactly what happened. Jody Ploche found a sense of justice because he's seen his daddy didn't allow the criminal to get away with the crimes, whereas the courts would have let him do it for the most part. The judge, after the crime was committed, said that the dad was not a criminal in any sense of the word, and he was given a 7-year suspended sentence with 5 years probation. The cops that were standing there when the father shot the karate instructor, why? Why, Gary? Why? Can you believe it, friends? They were saying, why did you kill him? You know what the dad said? He said, because if this was your son, you'd have did the exact same thing. That's exactly right. Folks, you're seeing more of this. Why? Because they see that there's a system in play where they're trying to normalize the crime, and Americans are not going to put up with it. They're not going to put up with it. Watch the video, friends. Very graphic. But you know what? There's a sense of satisfaction in it. Again, you have a system today that advocates and sanctions the murder of the innocent, even to dissecting the babies and selling their parts and harvesting these babies. And yet when someone goes out and slaughters a family, that same system shows mercy to the murderer. It's the same thing when the Pharisees and the religious people and the Herodians of the day were saying, crucify him, crucifying the innocent blood of the Son of Man, Jesus Christ, because they wanted Barabbas, who was guilty of insurrection and murder. They wanted the murderer to be delivered up, and they wanted the innocent to go to the cross. It's exactly what you're dealing with today. Read Isaiah 5:20. That will help you out a little bit. Did you see this, friends? This is brand new. Teen kills pedophile priest by ramming a crucifix down his throat. Talking about vigilante justice, friends. Then there was rough justice, the article says. A teen in France kills a pedophile priest who sexually abused him by ramming a crucifix down the priest's throat. What say you? I'm curious. 1-866-582-9933. Final segment. What say you? The murder of an elderly priest last month has slowly brought to light a sordid story of the priest's sexual abuse of the suspected killer and his father. Roger Metasoli, 91, was found dead on 4th of November at his home near Beauvais, choked by a crucifix stuck down his throat. There were also multiple blows to his body. Both church and the civil authorities knew about this kid's abuse, but their inquiries never led anywhere. In other words, the system of justice failed the victim. People are tired of it. Did you hear what I said? People are tired of it. You can watch the video on this guy. I don't have time to play the audio, friends, but we have a cellmate who kills child rapist, who is an ex-cop for continually talking about raping a 9-year-old girl in prison. In February of just this year, by the way, Stephen D. Sanderson, who was serving a life sentence without parole for murder, told a Saginaw County circuit judge that he took the life of his cellmate who just didn't know when to shut his mouth about raping a 9-year-old girl. Isn't it interesting, friends, that the judge lets off the pedophile for committing his crimes against innocent children? Why he would do that is very telling. He doesn't preach out against sin, is guilty of it. But isn't it interesting that these pedophiles have to get to jail before they find out what justice is? By criminals. This is how messed up your system is. This is why the courts don't have any credibility for the most part. But this guy, you can watch him sing like a bird. In December of 2013, Theodore Dyer, a former Muskegon County Airport police officer, was convicted of first-degree criminal sexual assault on a 9-year-old girl. Following his conviction, he was sentenced to life in prison. He was killed by his cellmate, Sanderson, 51 years old, for bragging about his crime. I also know, friends, that last spring, that there was another pedophile that was sent into prison for his crimes. It was multiple children that he molested and violated. Well, when he got there, friends, they found him in his cell with his private business shoved down his throat, dead in his cell. Why is it that they have to go to prison before they get justice that the court should serve up? It's vigilante justice, friends. And I guarantee you, my generation is not going to put up with this. I guarantee it. There are people that are trying to normalize these crimes, and I am here to tell you right now, globally, and I'm telling you nationally, it's never going to fly. Because people aren't going to put up with this. People are tired of the injustice. Listen to me, criminals. People are tired of your crimes against humanity. They're tired of you acting like a demigod, like you're above the law, and there's no consequence for you and your crimes. People are tired of it. People are sick and tired of it, and they want justice. Because we know justice guards our liberty, and justice starts with the bad guys, friends. And that's exactly what we're talking about right now. Did you know that in Alaska, Jason Vukovich, he targeted pedophiles. Did you know because he was targeting pedophiles, friends? Did you know that he got 23 years in prison? Is this offensive to you? It's very offensive to me. I mean, you know, pedophiles today, they commit a crime, they go to jail for, you know, a couple months, they get out, then they go do it again. And you know the worst thing that happens to them today? You have an injustice system. They have the audacity to call themselves a correctional institution that says, you know what, we're going to make you sign up on a child predator list so people in the community that you move into know that you're there. Oh, thanks a lot, man. We appreciate that. What a good judge. He's making them give up his home address and his address and his crimes. That's a really good judge. We really appreciate that, sir. Can you show me that in the law books? No, you can't. I didn't think you could. No, no, you're playing the activist. You're playing the legislator from the bench, and you're being soft on crime because you know it's a moneymaker, and you could care less about the victims. When it comes to the kids, I do. When it comes to innocent people, I do. When it comes to the widows, I do. When it comes to the strangers that are here legally, I do. I do. Hey, friends, we're doing it to ourselves. We're destroying ourselves. We're called the light of the world for keeping justice. It's time that we get back to that. So other people within our own country and without the borders, friends, know that we still are the light of the world because we follow the light of man. His name is Jesus Christ. Jason Vukovic is almost 2 years into a 23-year sentence for his brand of vigilante justice against pedophiles. Technically, he was in prison for a string of assault and robbery charges, which all happened to be against those who sexually abused children. He was zeroing in on pedophiles, friends. Jason Vukovic, 43, was in prison for 23 years. It was later revealed, however, that all of Vukovic's victims were all pedophiles. All pedophiles. Hey, pedophiles, are you listening? Good. You may have gotten them over. You may have gotten one over on some people believing that you're the victims of some sort, but I want to tell you, since day one, I've always known who you are, and the righteous know exactly who you are. You better hold to what's right. Because people aren't going to put up with it in this country in any sense of the word. Did you hear about the little girl that was a Tennessee child sex slave? Folks, you can't make this up. You know who's going after these pedophiles? The younger generation, because they see the older generation laughs it off. You know, they were laughing at Three's Company when they were making gay jokes, right? They were laughing at shows that Tom Hanks was a part of, Bosom Buddies, where two men dressed up like women. See how it started out as a joke, friends? Do you see how they came in? Do you expect the devil to show you his face and his horns and his fork, friends, knocking on your front door saying, let me in? No, that's not what he does. See, the older generation's still laughing it off, while the younger generations have suffered the abuses of those that the older generation have left off to do what they want to do. Did you see that in Tennessee, there was a child sex slave? She's convicted, friend. A child sex slave has been convicted for killing her abuser. She's 15 years old. Hey, America, is it not time for us to stand up for these young people? Because there are people across the boards that are. Hey, like Jody's dad said after he shot dead the karate instructor that molested his child, when the cops said to him, why? Gary said back in his wisdom, because if he was your child, you'd have did the same thing. Hey, Gary, you know we are.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.